नमस्सर्वेभ्यः. अद्य सिद्धान्तकौमुद्याः समासप्रकरणे किञ्चिदिव पुनरावर्तनं कृत्वा ततः तत्पुरुषसमासस्य उत्तरभागम् अर्थात् उपपदसमासादारभ्य यः भागः तस्य अध्ययनम् आरभामहे. डिसेम्बर् मासस्य द्वाविंशः अद्यतनदिनाङ्कः. येनाक्षरसमां नायमधिगम्य महेश्वरात् कृत्स्नं व्याकरणं प्रोक्तं तस्मै पाणिनये नमः. मुनिश्रेयन्नमस्कृत्य तदुक्तिः परिभाव्य च वैयाकरणसिद्धान्तकौमुदीयं विरच्यते. सो बिफोर् वि स्टार्ट्, वेर् आल् आफ् यु एबल् टु एक्सेस् द रेकार्डिङ्ग्स् आफ् लास्ट् क्लास्? I have uploaded, I sent a mail to that, I have uploaded the audio and the PDF in Vyoma Samskrita Pathashala. If you just log in, you should be able to log in and subscribe to this course. It's called the KSOU MA second year something. So, and then there is also a link to the audio video recording done from the webinar. Okay, so that is hosted in the webinar. So I think it requires some codec, a small download of a codec to view it. So if you have any problems in accessing the materials, please write to me. I'll see. I mean, somebody wrote that they could not access this from the iPad. So I'll see if I can resolve that problem. So now we'll start with an overview of समासप्रकरणम्. समासप्रकरणे किम् अस्ति इति, किम् अधीतं गतवर्षे, अस्मिन् वर्षे किम् अधीयते इति किञ्चित् पश्यामः. समासाधिकारः अष्टाध्याय्यां द्वितीयाध्यायस्य प्रथमपादस्य प्रथमसूत्रादारभ्य द्वितीयपादस्य द्वितीयाध्यायस्य द्वितीयपादस्य अन्तिमसूत्रपर्यन्तं चलति. सो फ्रम् 2.1.1 टु द एण्ड् आफ् द सेकेण्ड् पाद यु हाव् द समासाधिकार. आल् सूत्रास् विच् गिव् समासास् एषा समासविधायकसूत्राणि अस्मिन् पादद्वये कथितानि सन्ति पाणिनिना. सो देर् आर् 72 सूत्रास् इन् द फस्ट् पाद अण्ड् 38 इन् द सेकेण्ड् पाद. So together they form the basis of the samasa prakarana. Tatraiva samasa vidhanam bhavati. Tatra adau adhikarah santi, chatvarah adhikarah sampurna samasa prakarane chalanti. So these are basically like headings for the entire samasa prakarana. This is what goes on in the entire samasa prakarana. Samarthah padavidhihi iti prathamam. Padasambandhiyo vidhihi saha samarthashrito bodhyah. गतकक्षायामपि दृष्टम् परस्परम् अन्वितयोः सुबन्तयोरेव समासः भवति. परस्परान्वयः नाम सामर्थ्यम् अपेक्ष्यते, सामर्थ्यं विना समासः न भवति. सामर्थ्यं नाम परस्परान्वय सामर्थ्य एकार्थीभावसामर्थ्यम्. सो द केपासिटि टु कन्वे ए कम्बैन्ड् मीनिङ्ग्. देर् आर् टु सेपरेट् वर्ड्स्, सो देर् केपासिटि टु कम्बैन् टुगेदर् एण्ड् कन्वे अ सिङ्गल् स्पेशल् मीनिङ्ग् इस् काल्ड् एकार्थीभाव सामर्थ्य. So unless there is that samarthya, samasa will not happen. So the second one is about the swara. So swara sambandham ityatah asmin prakarane dikshitaihi na sprishyate. Okay, so this is not covered in dikshita in samasa prakarana because it is purely related to the swara. He takes it to the vaidika prakarana. So the next one, kintu itah sup iti sampurne samasa prakarane अनुवर्तते, सुबन्तं समस्यते इत्यर्थः. सो इट् इस् अ सुबन्त विच् अण्डर्गोस् द प्रोसेस् आफ् अ समास. प्राक् कडारात् समासः, इत आरभ्य कडाराः कर्मधारये इति द्वितीयाध्यायस्य अन्तिमं सूत्रं तत्पर्यन्तं समासाधिकारः. सो एव्रिथिङ्ग् अण्डर् दट् इस् काल्ड् अ समास. सः सुपा, स च समासः सुपासः, सुपा नाम सुबन्तेन सह भवति. सो सुप् सुपा सः, सुबन्तं सुबन्तेन सह समस्यते. सो इन् एव्री सूत्रार्थ starting from here, you have this. So, sam subantam, say dvitiyantam subantam, athava prathamantam subantam, avyayam mit subantam, subantena saha samasyate, saha samasaha. So, everywhere you have the same thing. So, these are the four basic things to be known regarding samasas. So, atra saha supa ityatra yoga vibhagaha kriyate, kevala samasaha api kriyate, ityadi bhinnam. So, we'll see that. Okay, these four are things to know before you start the samasadhikara. Tathaiva prakriya sambandham sutra dvayam asti kruttadhita samasascha. Samasaha kriyate, krute samase, kruttadhita samasascha ityanena tasya pratipadika samnya bhavati. Samasasya pratipadika samnya. So, Sita yaha patihi iti vigraha. Sita ngas pati su iti alaukika vigraha. I think I did not mention about this in last class. So, vigrahas are of two kinds. Pratyarthava bodhakam vakyam vigraha iti uchyate. Ataha, Sita yaha patihi iti vigraha. That which gives the meaning of the vritti. But, that is what we call the laukika vigraha. Loke yena artha pratipati bhavati saha vigraha laukikaha. Hintu prakriyayam bhinnaha vigraha upayujyate. When we are actually deriving the word according to the rules of grammar, we use a different kind of vigraha which we call the alaukika vigraha or the shastriya vigraha. Tatra prakriti pratyayoho vibhagaha kriyate. Sita yaha patihi ityasti vigraha. Tatra sita iti pratipadikam. Tataha ngas iti shashtheka vachana pratyayaha. Tataha pati iti pratipadikam. Su iti prathamaikavachanam pratyayaha. So, sita ngas pati su iti alaukika vigraha. All samasas start from there. You have the alaukika vigraha immediately followed by the alaukika vigraha. It is only in the alaukika vigraha that you can show any process of vyakarana. Idanim sita ngas pati su shashti iti sutrena samasaha kriyate. Kruttadhira samasascha ityanena tasya samudayasya pratipadika samya. The entire group sita ngas pati su together gets the pratipadika samyam. Pratipadika samyayam krutayam supodhatu pratipadika yoho ityanena tad avayavasya supaha lopaha bhavati, luk bhavati. We saw this again last one. So, sita ngas pati su itisthite ngas pratyasya su pratyasya se lopaha sita pati iti idanim pratipadikam. Tasmat punaha soja samout ityadina swadayaha pratyayaha kriyante. So, that is about the basic which happens in all samasas, irrespective of what samasa it is. Tataha prathamaha adhikaraha avyayi bhavaha. So within this, there are sub prakaranas. The entire samasa prakarana is a whole across two prakaranas of two padas of dashtanchayi. Tatra madhye avyayi bhava samasaha. Avyayi bhavaha iti adhikaraha arabhyate from 215 to 121. Right. So, there are about 10-16 sutras which give avyayi bhava. All samasas which are given by these sutras is called avyayi bhava. Okay. So, there is no definition of avyayi bhava provided by Panini. Avyayi bhava samasa is a samasa which happens according to one of these sutras under the adhikara of avyayi bhava. Okay. So, within that there is this which is to be noted, vibhasha. We call this as the mahavibhasha. Okay. Ita arabhya punaha dvitiyadhyayasya dvitiyapadasya antyaparyantam chalati. So, vibhasha means optional. Starting from here, all samasas which are told further on are optional. Which means the ones before these are compulsory. Okay. So, now avyayi bhava, I am not going into the details of the sutras, but what are the common things to any avyayi bhava samasa? Avyayi bhavaha ityadhikare sutrena ye samasaha kriyante. Te sarve api avyaya samyakaha bhavanti. So, an avyayi bhava samasa will be an avyaya. That is why it is called an avyayi bhava. Anavyayaha avyayaha bhava, anavyayam avyayam bhavati iti avyayi bhava. So, the samasta pada is an avyaya. That is given by the sutra avyayi bhavascha 1141. Avyayi bhavascha ityanena avyayi bhava samasasya avyayam iti samya bhavati. Krishnasya samipam ityasti. Upa iti avyayam, Krishna iti subantena samasyate, avyayam vibhakti samipa ityadi sutrena. So, upa Krishna iti samasaha, pratipadikam supaha luku. So, idanim avyaya samnya. Avyaya samnyayam satyam, avyayad ap supaha ityasti. So, on the samasa you add a supratyaya. जस्ट लाइक सीतापति इति समासात् सु प्रत्ययः क्रियते सीतापतिः एवं उपकृष्ण इत्यस्मादपि सु इति प्रत्ययः क्रियते तत्र सूत्रद्वयमस्ति अव्ययाद् आप्सुपः इति एकं नाव्ययीभावाद् अतो अम्त्वपञ्चम्याः सो अव्ययाद् आप्सुपः सामान्यतः अव्ययात् सुप्रत्ययस्य लोपः भवति उदाहरणार्थं नद्याः समीपे उपनदी इत्यस्ति उपनदी इति ह्रस्वः भवति ततः सुप्रत्यये कृते तस्य लोपः सो एनी सुप्रत्यय एडेड् टु एन् अव्यय विल् बि डिलीटेड् दट् इस् वै वि डु नाट् सी एनी रूपभेद इन् एन् अव्यय अत एव तत् अव्ययं न व्येति परिवर्तनं न प्राप्नोति सदृशं त्रिषु लिङ्गेषु सर्वासु च विभक्तिषु वचनेषु च सर्वेषु यन्न व्येति तदव्ययम् सो इट् डस् नाट् चेञ्ज् इन् एनी लिङ्गा वचन विभक्ति वै बिकास् एस् अ जनरल् रूल् एनी सुप्रत्यय विच् इस् एडेड् टु एन् अव्यय इस् डिलीटेड् इमीडियट्लि अव्ययानाप्सुपः इत्यनेन लुप्यते अतः यथा प्रातिपदिकं तदेव श्रूयते सो इन् आल् अव्ययस् लैक् च एव एनिथिङ्ग् इट् आल्सो अप्लैस् टु अव्ययीभाव समास So why do we add a supratyaya and delete it? What is the purpose? Kimartham karaniyam? Supratyaya kriyate punaha lupyate iti kimartham? Supratyaya se akaranam eva varam kila. सत्यं तुग्मिकिट पदम् विच् इस् करेक्ट् सो सुप्तिङन्तं पदं सुबन्तं तिङन्तं च पदसंज्ञं भवति अपदं न प्रयुञ्जीत इफ् इट् इस् नाट् ए पद वि केनाट् यूस् इट् सो टु मेक् इट् ए पद वि एड् सुप्रत्यय प्रत्यये लुप्ते अपि प्रत्ययलोपे प्रत्ययलक्षणम् इत्यनेन प्रत्ययलक्षणेन तत् सुबन्तं पदं भवति तदर्थमेव सुप्रत्ययस्य योजनं पुनश्च लोपः अतः अव्ययादाप्सुपः इत्यनेन अव्ययीभावसमासात् यः सुप्रत्ययः तस्य लोपः भवति प्रायेण किन्तु न अव्ययीभावात् अतः अकारान्तात् ह्रस्वकारान्तादव्ययीभावात् न अर्थात् सुपः लोपः न भवति ओके सो दट् इस् द फस्ट् थिङ्ग् अम् तु अपञ्चम्याः इन्स्टेड् आफ् दट् एनी सुप्रत्यय इस् रीप्लेस्ड् बै अम् ओके any pratyaya it is not so whichever you add it is replaced by am ataha upakrishna su iti sthite navyayi bhavad ato amto panchamyaha ityanena am pratyekate upakrishnam iti rupam prathama vibhaktavapi upakrishnam dvitiyayam api upakrishnam tritiyayam chaturthyam shashtyam saptamyam sarvatra upakrishnam itteva rupam apanchamyaha panchami vibhaktau tu na bhavati upakrishnat iti rupam तृतीया सप्तम्योर्बहुलम् तृतीया सप्तमी इत्यनयोः विभक्त्योः विकल्पेन क्रियते अर्थात् उपकृष्णेन उपकृष्णम् उपकृष्णे उपकृष्णम् सो इन् पञ्चमी देर् इस् नो अमादेश यु आल्वेस् हियर् इट् एस् उपकृष्णात् इन् तृतीया अण्ड् सप्तमी इट् इस् आप्शनल् इन् आल् अदर् केसेस् इट् इस् कम्पल्सरि अम् फार् अन् अव्ययीभावसमास विच् एण्ड्स् इन् ह्रस्वाकार अतः ह्रस्वाकारान्तात् For all other avyayibhavas, you simply remove the supratyaya and it is heard as it is. Adhihari. Harau iti adhihari. Tavadeva. Supratyaya kriyate lupyate. Adhiguru or upaguru. For anything. It ends in anything else. Okay. So those are four common things to be known about avyayibhava samasas. The prakriya of avyayibhavas. Otherwise, you have the sutras which give समास ततः तत्पुरुषाधिकारः आरभ्यते तत्पुरुषः इत्यधिकारः सो फ्रम् हियर् टिल् द एण्ड् आफ् द पाद् आर् इवन् इट् गोस् आन् सो वट् एवर् इस् टोल्ड् इस् तत्पुरुष ओके सो आल् सूत्रस् गिव् दट् सो तत्रैव द्विगुः अपि अन्तर्भवति तत्पुरुषसमासे एव द्विगुसमासः अपि अस्ति द्विगोः तत्पुरुषसंज्ञा अपि भवति सो द्विगुसमास इस् आल्सो अ तत्पुरुषसमास सो तत्पुरुषसमासः द्वेधः सामान्यतत्पुरुषः तथा विशेषः तत्र सामान्ये द्वितीयादयः भवन्ति सो हि स्टार्ट्स् वित् द्वितीया तत्पुरुष सो देर् आर् सम् सिक्स् सूत्रस् विच् गिव् दट् एवमेव तृतीया तत्पुरुषः चतुर्थी एकमेव सूत्रं चतुर्थी तत्पुरुषविधायकं पञ्चमी तत्पुरुषविधायकानि त्रीणि सूत्राणि सप्तमी तत्पुरुषविधायकानि कतिचन सूत्राणि. सो दीज आर ऑल द सूत्रस विच गिव सामान्य तत्पुरुष. ततः द्विगु समासः अस्ति दिक् संख्ये संज्ञायां दिग्वाचकाः संख्यावाचकाश्च संज्ञायां समस्यन्ते. वस्तुतः सः द्विगु समासः न, द्विगुः इतः आरभ्यते. तद्धितार्थोत्तरपदसमाहारे च तद्धितार्थे उत्तरपदे परे समाहारे च विषये द्विगुः सुबन्तं सुबन्तेन संख्यावाचकं दिग्वाचकं संख्यावाचकं च समस्यते. तत्र संख्यापूर्वो द्विगुः. सो दिग्वाचक एंड संख्यावाचक विल कंबाइन इन तद्धितार्थ उत्तरपद एंड समाहार. सो वेर द पूर्वपद इज अ संख्या अर्थात यत्र संख्यावाचकं तद्धितार्थे उत्तरपदे परे समाहारे च विषये समस्यते सः द्विगुः. द्विगु समास इज दट वेर द पूर्वपद इज अ संख्या एंड इट कैन बी डन इन थ्री अर्थस. इट कैन बी तद्धितार्थ उत्तरपद और समाहार. सो दिस इज नॉट द्विगु समास. I just put it because of the दिक् संख्ये. तेन द्विगु समासः ज्ञातः. अद्रे कर्मधारय समासः अस्ति. कर्मधारयः इति अधिकारः नास्ति पाणिनि अष्टाध्याय्यां. सो जस्ट् लैक् ऐ मीन् सी हियर् आल् वी हेव् द सप्तमी तत्पुरुषः इत्युक्ते सप्तमी इत्यधिक्रियते, पञ्चमी इत्यधिक्रियते, चतुर्थी इत्यधिक्रियते. दट् इस् हौ वि काल् वि नेम् द समास. बट् इन् कर्मधारय इफ् यु लुक् एट् द सीरीस् दर् इस् He does not say Karmadharaya. Karmadharaya is defined in a separate sutra earlier on in the first adhyaya itself. Tatpurushaha samanadhikaranaha karmadharayaha. Any tatpurusha which is samanadhikarana. Samanadhikaranam nama prayana samana vibhaktikam. So where both the purvapada and uttarapada are in the same vibhakti is called a karmadharaya. Right? Neelam kamalam, neela kamalam. Vidya evadhanam, vidyadhanam. सो यत्र यत्र समानाधिकरण्यं विद्यते अर्थात् पूर्वपदस्य उत्तरपदस्य च समानविभक्तिकत्वं तत्र कर्मधारय समासः. सो यु केन् सी देर् आर् मेनी सूत्रस् विच् गिव् कर्मधारय. देर् इस् दिस् पूर्वकालैक आल्सो एण्ड् फ्रम् हियर् टिल् द एण्ड् आफ् द पाद एव्रिथिङ्ग् इस् अ कर्मधारय समासः. ओके, सो दट् देर् एण्ड्स् द फस्ट् पाद आफ् द सेकेण्ड् अध्याय. द्वितीयाध्यायस्य प्रथमपादस्य अन्ते कर्मधारय समासः समाप्यते. ततः द्वितीयपादः आरभ्यते 2-2-1. तत्र आदौ एकदेशिसमासः अस्ति. पूर्वं कायस्य पूर्वकायः. सो वेर् एन् अवयववाचक वर्ड् एकदेश मीन्स् अ पार्ट्. ओके, सो वेर् अ वर्ड् इण्डिकेटिङ्ग् ए पार्ट् कम्बैन्स् वित् इट् वि काल् इट् एस् एन् एकदेशिसमासः. दिस् सीम्स् लैक् प्रथमातत्पुरुष. ऐ मीन् इफ् देर् इस् अ टर्म् लैक् प्रथमातत्पुरुष दिस् इस् द वन्. But we don't call it Prathama Tatpurusha usually, we call it as the Ekadeshi Samasa. So Tadvidhayakani Pancha Sutrani Santi. Tataha Nai Tatpurushaha. Nai iti Sutram. So Nai Samasyate, Nai iti Avyayam. Na iti. So Na Dharmaha Adharmaha. Na Ashvaha Anashvaha. Ityadayaha Nai Samasaha. So you need to zoom it. You're not able to. Just a second. Okay, can you see it better? Nai Ishadakrita iti sutra dvayena Nai Tatpurusha kriyate. Then we have the Shashti Tatpurusha. If you look back at the series where we came, Dvitiya, Tritiya, Ityadi. So Dvitiya, Tritiya, Chaturthi, Panchami, Saptami itteva. Shashti Samasaha Dvitiya Padeva asti. So there is a reason why we did it. We think we did it all in the last year. You can go back. So Shashti iti Shashti Vidhayakam Sutram Yajakadibhischa iti ekam. Tataha Shashti Tatpurushasya Nishedhaha Bhavaha Santi. Shashti Samasa Vidhayakam to Ekameva Sutram, and it is a kind of default. If there is no other Samasa happening, you can make it with Shashti Samasa. It's something like that. But there are a lot of Nishedha Sutras for Shashti Tatpurusha. Yatra yatra samasaha na bhavati itteva uchyate. Na nirdharane. Nirdharane prithakkaranam udaharanartham. Gavam कृष्णा बहुक्षीरा इत्युक्तते तत्र निर्धारणे षष्ठी समासः न भवति इत्यादीनि षष्ठी समास निषेध सूत्राणि बहूनि सन्ति ओके वेयर षष्ठी समास इज प्रिवेंटेड इन द कौमुदी दिस कम्स इन ऑर्डर दैट इज ही कम्स विद पंचमी देन ही कम्स टू षष्ठी वेयर ही कवर्स द षष्ठी तत्पुरुष निषेध एंड ऑल्सो एकदेशी एंड देन ही मूव्स ऑन टू सप्तमी तत्पुरुष अष्टाध्याय्यां तु द्वितीय पादे अस्ति ओके सो इट इज इंपॉर्टेंट टू नो द ऑर्डर ऑफ अष्टाध्यायी to know how sutras operate. So, if you go by the Siddhanta Kaumudi, you have Tatpurusha from Dvitiya to Saptami, then you have Karmadharaya, then you have Dvigu, then you have, Karmadharaya and Dvigu come together, and then you have the Nai Samasa, Tataha Ku Gati Pradayaha. Ittanena, Ku Samasaha, Gati Samasaha, Pradi Samasaha. Tathaiva, these are all known separately. Okay, we call it as a miscellaneous. Nai, Ku, Gati, Pradi, Upapada. Those are the five kinds of Tatpurusha Samasas, apart from the Samana Tatpurusha, Karmadharaya, and Dvigu. Yeah? So, Ku, Ku iti shabdasya samasaha, Ku samasaha. Gati, Gatihi namaka, what is Gati? So, there we have something called the, where is it? I have this adhikara. So in this, just a second. Not this. We have the gati adhikara here. So, gatihi namaka, upasargah kriya yoge, gatishcha ityanena. Gati ityadhikaraha kriyate. So, under gati samasa, in the kaumudi, we have the sutras which give gati samya. Prathamadhyayasya, chaturthapadasya, shashti, tamasutra adarabhya, jashiti tamasutra paryantam, gatyadhikaraha. So, all these are those which define gati samya. So, those have also been included under the Panini under Gati Samasa. Ku Gati Pradayaha. Ku Shabdaha Samasyate. Gati Samyakaha Samasyante. Gati Samyakaha Ke Ityuktva. Punaha Pradayaha. Prapara Ityadayaha Samasyante. So this is where the first year syllabus ends with, Upapada Samasa, with Upapada Samasa we have the second year. Okay? So Etavat Paryantam, anything which is marked in the background with this color. Light brown color is what has been covered in the first year. So, idanim kim asti, agre kim asti samasa prakarane, upapada samasa ha. So, there are a few things which give an upapada samasa. Tatra tatpurusha adhikaraha samapyate, there ends tatpurusha. Then we have bahuvrihi starting from shesho bahuvrihi. Bahuvrihi samasa ha. We have finished avyayibhava, we have finished tatpurusha. Tataha bahuvrihi samasa ha. Shesho bahuvrihi ityarabhya. Panchasutrahi, Shadbhihi Sutrahi, Bahubrihi Samasaha, Vidhiyate. Right, we have, why is Gati, there's a question on why is Gati named Gati, I don't know. I mean, there might be some reason, I don't know. Why it is called Gati Samya. Okay. So, no idea at all. I'll maybe look it up. I don't know if it is an Anvartha Samya or not. I'll look it up and see. Okay. It has nothing to do with motion, but it is there that Kriya Yoga Eva Gati Samya Bhavati, just like we have Upasarga and Gati. So both of them are in Kriya Yoga. Okay. And the Pra, it all applies to Pradayaha. Chalayo Satve Pradayaha, Pradayaha Nipata Samyakaha. So, Upasargaha Kriya Yoga Gatishcha. Kriya Yoga Upasarga Samya Gati Samya Chabhavati Pradinam. Okay? And most of the other Gati Samyas are also when associated with a particular Kriya. So, there is Gati, but why particularly Gati? I don't know. So, coming back, we have the Bahuvrihi. And then we have the Dvandva. Dvandva Siddhansa Vidhayakam Ekameva Sutram Asti Charthe Dvandvaha. So Dvandva Vidhayakam Dvandva Samasasya Vidhanam After that, in the Ashtadhyayi, it stops at 2-29, we have the sutras which give Purva Nipata. Okay? As we were looking at it last class, once we do the samasa, Purva Nipata, kim padam purvatra bhavet, samase, tigrahe, harishta harashta iti uchyate, harashta harishta iti uchyate. Ubhayatha samasaha bhavati va, athava, kinchit purva padam nirdishtamba iti chete. So there are a few sutras which deal with Purva Nipata. Okay, upasarjanam purvam iti prathamam sutram. Upasarjana samnya vihita asti prathama nirdishtam samasa upasarjanam eka vibhakti cha purva nipate. Very important to understand both these. Prathama nirdishtam samasa upasarjanam. Samase nama samasa vidhayaka shastre. In any sutra which gives a samasa, prathama nirdishtam, prathama vibhaktau yatpadam nirdishtam. Upasarjana samyakam bhavati. Udaharanartham, if you go back to some samasa where you have both, just I mean all these are for example, there is kumaraha shramanadivihi. Take any samasa vidhayaka sutra. So kimuchyate kumaraha nama kumara shabdaha shramanadivihi samasyate satat purushaha karmadharayaha ityuchyate. Kumaraha shramanadibhihi. Kumaraha iti prathama vibhaktihi, shramanadibhihi iti tritiya. So samasa vidhayaka shastre yat prathamartham arthat kumara shabdaha tasya upasarjana samya bhavati. So kumara is an upasarjana. And what is the purpose of naming it an upasarjana? Upasarjanam purvam. Samase krite arthat shramana kumari shramana iti bhavati athava shramana kumari iti bhavati. Ubhayathati kumara shabdasyeva purva nipataha kumara shramana ityeva rupam. Okay, whether you give the vigraha as kumari shramana or shramana kumari, the purva pada will always be the kumara shabda because it is an upasarjana. That is the purpose of this upasarjana samya. Prathama nirdishtam samasa upasarjanam. Samasa vidhayaka sutre yat prathamantam tat purvam prayojyam. That is why in an avyayi bhava samasa it says avyayam subantena samasyate. Avyayam iti prathamantam. अतः अव्ययी भाव समासे सर्वत्र अव्ययमेव पूर्वत्र श्रूयते अधिहरि उपकृष्णम यथा मति इत्यादि. बट देर आर सम केसेस, फॉर एग्जांपल सो अक्षशलाका संख्याः परिणा इति उच्यते. सो अक्षशलाका संख्याः परिणा समस्यन्ते. अक्षशलाका संख्या इज प्रथमांत, परि इज तृतीयांत. सो इन दिस इवन दो परि इज द अव्यय, इट इज उत्तरपद. द प्रथमांत अर्थात अक्षपरि इत्युक्ते अक्षशब्दस्य उपसर्जन समय अस्ति, अतः उपसर्जनम पूर्वम इत्यनेन तस्य पूर्वनिपातः अक्षपरि शलाकापरि संख्यापरि इति समासः. सो नॉर्मली we hear the avyaya as the purvapada because avyayam vibhakti samipa iti sutre avyayam iti prathamantam. Kintu atra aksha shalaka sankhya parina ityatra aksha shalaka sankhya iti prathamantam ataha teshameva purvanipataha natu pari ityavyayasya. So these are the instances of upasarjana samya. It's a very important samya to be known whichever samasa you go. Okay, so prathama nirdishtam samasa upasarjanam iti उपसर्जन संज्ञा एका, अपरा अपि उपसर्जन संज्ञा अस्ति, एक विभक्ति च अपूर्व निपाते. सो दिस इज अ डिफरेंट इज विच इज नॉट यूज्ड इन पूर्व निपात. राइट, एक विभक्ति विग्रहे यत नियत विभक्तिकम तद उपसर्जन संज्ञम भवति. फॉर एग्जांपल इफ यू टेक समास लाइक सीतायाः पतिः, सीतायाः पतिः सीतापतिः, सीतायाः पतिम सीतापतिम, सीतायाः पत्या सीतापतिना, सीतायाः पत्ये सीतापतये इत्यादीनि वक्तुं शक्यन्ते. सो इन डिफरेंट विभक्तीज यू कैन गिव द डिफरेंट विग्रहास एंड मेक द समास. इन ऑल दीज केसेस द समास ऑफ पति कीप्स ऑन चेंजिंग, वेयरएज द समास सॉरी द विभक्ति ऑफ पति कीप्स ऑन चेंजिंग, पति ही पतिम पत्या पत्ये इत्यादि. किंतु सीतायाः इति नियत विभक्तिकम, इट इज ऑलवेज इन षष्ठी, वेयरएज द विभक्ति ऑफ द उत्तर पद कैन चेंज इन अ विग्रह. So vigrahe yat niyata vibhaktikam, that which is in constant vibhakti in the vigraha is called upasarjana. Ataha sita iti upasarjanam. So apurvanipata, this is not used for purvanipata. For the purvanipata, we always use prathamanirdishtam samasa upasarjanam. Okay, so tasya asyaha upasarjana samnyayaha kim prayojanam iti cheta, gostriyor upasarjanasya iti sutramasti. Yadi samase uttarapadam upasarjana samnyam bhavati. That is, if the uttarapada of a samasa gets upasarjana samnya by ekavibhakti cha purvanipate, then it gets rasva. For example, nadi ityasti. Nadyaha samipam. Nadyaha samipena. Nadyaha samipat. Nadyaha samipe. Ityadayaha, you can tell vigrahas in different vibhaktis. So, nadyaha iti sarvatra shashtyantam ityataha. Tat niyata vibhaktikam. Eka vibhakti cha purvanipate ityanena upasarjana samyasti. Nadyaha samipam. Samiparthe upa iti avyayam samasyate. So, upanadi iti samasaha. Now, in this upanadi, the word upa has upasarjana samnya by prathamanirdishtam samasa upasarjanam. Because the samasa is by avyayam vibhakti samipa. So since upa is upasarjana, it is placed first. The samasa will be upanadi. Now, nadi also has upasarjana samnya by ekavibhakti chapurva nipate. Okay. Because of this, it gets rasva. Gostriyor upasarjanasya ityanena rasva bhavati. Upanadi iti rupam. Okay. I am going a bit fast here because these are concepts which you have dealt with before. If you do not understand this, please go back to the first or second class of Avibhava Prakarana where this has been dealt with in detail. Please have the concept very clearly. The two upasarjana samyas are distinct from each other and they have different purposes altogether. You cannot use one for the other. If you are doing upasarjana samya by prathamanirdishtam samasa upasarjanam, you use it only for purvanipata. Samase kim purvatra bhavet iti nirnayarthameva sa upasarjana samya upayujyate. On the other hand, if you are doing upasarjana samya by ekavibhakti cha purvanipate, it is used in this case only for hrasva. Gostriyor upasarjanasya ityanena hrasva vidhanartham upayujyate. Okay. So, yes, everything, the first year classes are all in Vyoma Samskrita Pathashala. There is a course called KSOU MA Grammar First Year or something. So you can go there and you can listen to those lessons. So everything is there. So have these concepts clearly. That is only the one sutra which deals with Upasarjana. I mean, Purvanipata. On a standard case, Upasarjanam Purvam. Hintu, Anyanyapi Sutrani Santi. There are exceptions to this. Rajadanta, Dishuparam, Dvandvegi, Ajadyadantam, etc. So there are about 9 sutras which deal with Purvanipata at the end of the second pada of Dvitiya Adhyaya. From Upasarjanam Purvam till Kadarah Karmadharaye, we have the Purvanipata. Okay. So there ends the two padas of Ashtadhyayi. You have the first pada and the second pada. And then there is Ekashesha which is separate. Okay. Ekashesha Samasaha, Na Samasaha. Okay. Ekashesha is not a samasa. Though there is a common habit of calling it Ekashesha Samasa, it is not a samasa, it does not come under this adhikara. Because what is samasa? Prak Kadarat Samasaha. From 214 till Kadarah Karmadharaye, 2238, whatever is given, only that is a samasa. Ekashesha does not come there at all. It is a separate adhikara, 1264. Prathamadhyayasya dvitiya pade. Sarupanam ekasheshaha ekavibhaktau ityarabhyate. So tata arabhya from 64 till 73. Till the end of that pada we have ekasheshadhikara. So in the kaumudi it is included after dvanda samasa. Vahovrihihi dvandvaha dvanda samasa anantaram ekashesha prakaranam yojitamasti. There he deals with these sutras. Okay. So now if you look at the, I'll just zoom it out because I want to show the this. So as I said, we have covered till here. Anything under this is covered. So we have to cover till the end of Ku Gati Pradi. So there is Upapada. There is Bahuvrihi. Say 4 sutras of Upapada. Some 6 of Bahuvrihi. 1 of Dvandva. A few of Purvanipata. And a few of Ekashesha. So there all samasas are over. So is that all we have in the second year? Seems to be very easy. Very little of the samasa prakarana which is left. So that covers all samasas without any exception. So there are four major kinds. Avyayi bhava we have already covered. Tatpurusha more than half. I mean almost 80% is over. So we have bahuvrihi dvandva which are very small. Ekashesha. So that is all is there in samasa vidhanam ityukte etavadeva. Okay. So that is very little of this which is left. But the major part of your second year syllabus comes from other adhikaras. Okay. I'll just delete this. So these are the adhikaras which take up the major chunk of this. So the first of these is samasantaha. Samasantaha iti punaha adhikaraha, which goes from 5468 to the end of that pada, which is around 54150 something, 160. Okay. So there are nearly 100 sutras under this adhikara, samasantaha. Ke nama samasantaha? Samasasya ante ye pratyayaha vidhiyante. So samasanta also comes under the pratyayadhikara. So samasantas are pratyayas which are added at the end of a samasa. Samasasya ante ye pratyayaha vidhiyante te samasantaha. One of the most common example is for the Rajan shabda. Right? So Rajan iti nakarantam. Raja Rajanau Rajanaha iti bhavati. Kintu yada satpurusha samasah kriyate. Mahan Raja. Rupam kim bhavati? What is the samasta pada? Mahan Raja iti vigraha. Samasta padam katham bhavati? Maharajaha, right? So it is an akaranta. Rama shabdavata maharajaha maharajau maharajaha iti bhavati. Kathamidam ityukta maharajan iti sthite ante tach iti samasaha pratyaha kriyate. Rajaha sakibhyash tach iti sutram tena tach iti pratyaha kriyate. Tach pratyekate tilopaha maharaja iti akarantatvam sampadyate. It is because of the samasanta. So any change in the uttarapada, so the uttarapada might end in different words, but there is a karya, I mean, the ending of the samasa is not the same because of these, samasantaha. So these are pratyayas which are added at the end of samasa. Among samasantas, there are pratyayas which are added to specific samasas. For example, if we look at the avyayi bhava, avyayi bhave sharat prabhatibhyaha. Sharat, Sharadadigane Shabdaha Patitaha, Tebhyaha, Avyayibhava Samase Eva Pratyaha Vidhiyate. It is ach or something which is coming as Anuvritti. So these which are highlighted, so these are Samasantas which apply only in Avyayibhava. Similarly, there are Pratyayas which apply only in Tatpurusha, only in Bahuvrihi, etc. Whereas there are also samasantas which are given as a general. I mean you can do it in more than one samasa or in all samasas. Okay. So there are two kinds. Siddhanta Kaumudyam Dikshitaihi Krim Kriyate. Tattat samasa sambadhani samasanta vidhayaka samasanta pratyaya vidhayaka sutrani tattat prakarane uchyante. Udaharanatham avyayi bhava samasaha. Tatra avyayi bhava samasa vidhayakani sutrani uktva. Tataha samasanta sutrani api uktani. That is why these have been highlighted. We have studied these under samasantas. These are samasantas which apply only in an avyayi bhava. Similarly, at the end of tatpurusha samasa, after he finishes upapada samasa, he gives samasantas which apply only in tatpurusha. Bahuvrihi samasa vidhayakani sutrani uktva. Bahuvrihau ye samasantaha tepi uchyante. And then at there is one more separate prakarana called Sarvasamasanta prakarana, where he puts in those sutras, those samasanta pratyayas which apply across samasas. I mean in more than one samasa. So not just Tatpurusha, not just Bahuvrihi. It might be two or more of them. Okay, so that is a separate prakarana which is Sarvasamasanta. So under samasantas, so far we have studied only the six sutras which apply to only Avyayi Bhava. The rest, samasantas of Tatpurusha, samasantas of Bahuvrihi and general samasantas. So there are about 92 Samasanta Sutras. We are studying about things. So more than 85 Sutras are yet to be studied, which will all be covered in the second year syllabus. Okay, Samasanta Ityarabhya, Samasanta Nishedha Asti, Punaha Samasanta Vidhayakani Sutrani. So the entire thing is to be known in the second year. Okay, so that is one major Adhikara. The second major Adhikara is the Uttarapada Adhikara. Alugutarapade iti Shastadhyayasya Tritiyadhyayasya Prathamam Sutram. Okay, we have Alugutarapade. Aluk Uttarapade iti Padadvayamasti Ubhayam Adhikaraha. So the Aluk Adhikara goes till about some 25 sutras here, whereas the Uttarapada Adhikara covers the entire Pada, which has around 169 sutras. Okay. So Kaharta Uttarapade Pare Etani Karyani Bhavanti. So the effect of Samasantas is seen on the Uttarapada, right? Whereas the effect of these karyas, Uttarapade Pare, Purvapadasya Karyani Vidhiyante. So all these are karyas for the Purvapada. So there is something which is happening only to the Purvapada. Those are covered under Uttarapade. Uttarapade Pare. So when followed by an Uttarapada, the Purvapada changes. So all these are covered under the Uttarapada Adhikara. So under that you have the Aluk Samasa. Purvapadasya Aluk Bhavati. That is, Purvapada Vibhakte hai Luk na Bhavati. Okay, from 631 till around 6324. Okay, around 23 sutras which give Aluk, which has been made into a separate prakarana in the Siddhanta Kaumudi as Aluk Samasa Prakaranam. So they are not a separate kind of Samasa. So under Samasas which were done under some other sutra, the Purvapadasya Aluk Bhavati. Okay. So after that, there are so many other karyas which happen for the Purvapada. Anang Ityadeshaha Bhavati Purvapadasya. Pumvadbhavaha Bhavati. Pumvadbhava, we saw one sutra. Pumvad Karmadharaya Jatiya Deshiyeshu. Karmadharaya Samase Pumvadbhavaha Iti. Kintu Punaha Bahuvriha Api Bhavati Tan Nishedhaha Santi. So Pumvadbhavaha. Hraswaha. Uttarapade Pare. Purvapadasya Hraswaha Kriyate. Uttarapadasya Atvam. Purvapade Chamyatam. Uttarapade Pare Purvapadasya Atvam. Udaharanatam Mahan Raja Ityasti. Mahan. I think we have also covered this. An Mahataha Samanadhikarana Jatiyayohu. Because it comes under the Karmadharaya. Samanadhikarane Yatra Samanadhikaranyamasti. Tatra Atvam Kriyate. Mahan. Iti naka, Mahat. Iti Takarantam Padam. Tatrate krite maha rajaha iti bhavati. Okay, so there is atva. There is also prakrityadeshaha. Trehe trayaha. Trishabdaha stiche tasya trayadesha bhavati ityadi. The pratipadika itself is replaced by something else. So there are those sutras. Mum agamaha kriyate. Nayaha adeshaha. Nai. We saw this under the nai samasa. Nalopaha. Nakarasya lopaha kriyate. Kriyate. Atayeva na dharmaha. Adharmaha nakarasya lopaha tasmat nut achi yadi uttarapadam ajadihi. Okay, if the uttarapada begins with achi, so na ashvaha ityasthite tasmat arthat nalope krute na ashvaha ityasthi nalope krute a ashvaha tataha nut iti agamaha kriyate anashvaha iti bhavati tataha nabhrat naval ityadayaha nipataha. So the na will be heard as it is. Nabhrat, Napat, Navedaha, Ityadi, etc. So, Nayadeshaha, Sahasyadeshaha. The Saha is replaced by something else. So, Samanasyadeshaha. So, these are all, there is other prakritis are also replaced. So, all this is covered under Uttarapada Adhikara. Kushabdasya, if there is Ku, it is replaced by something. I think we covered a few of these. Nipatanani santi ahan shabdasya uttarapade pare dirghaha kriyate. And then there is samhitayam satyam. There are some sandhikaryas which happen when followed by the uttarapada. That is within a samasa. So all these from 631 till 63139. So the entire thing, we have covered only a few of it. Very little of it. If you look at it, if you look at the entire adhikara, so only about 10 or 15 sutras would have been covered so far. The Nayadesha and a few others. So all the rest is to be studied in the second year. So these, again, Dikshitar puts it, if it is pertaining to a particular samasa, he puts it there. Or we have the samasa shreya vidhi. The Samasashre Vidhi Prakaranam, which is the last Prakaranam under this, is covers all these. Okay. Aluk Samasasya Prathak Prakaranam Asti. Samasashre Vidhi Prakaranam. Samasam Ashritya Ye Vidhayaha Pravartante. Tatra Etani Sutrani Adhiyante. So, Samasanta is one huge Adhikara. Uttarapada Adhikara is another huge Adhikara. And then there are a few other things. Dvigudvandvayohu Vachana Nirnayaha. So, how do we do a Vachana? For example, Samahara Dvandva is always Ekavachana. Samahara Dvigu is also Ekavachana, etc. And there is Samahara Dvandva, which is compulsory. We saw the Vachana Nirnaya for Dvigu and Dvandva, so which is covered under Dvandva Samasa. So there is also Linga Nirnaya. Okay. How do we define, decide on the Linga of this? For example, Avyayibhavascha, Avyayibhava Samasaha Sarvada Napumsaka Linge Bhavati. So like that, he says, Tatpurushaha. Tatpurushasya kim lingam ityadi. So paravalingam dvandva tatpurushayohu. So the linga, sutras which decide linga are to be covered. There are other small things. There is natva, kutra natvam bhavati. Nakara hasti chet kutra natvam bhavati. Kutra sut bhavati ityadi. So all these are also covered under samasashre vidhi. These are the smaller ones. The major chunk, as you can see, of the second year comes from these other adhikaras, anya adhikaras. Samasa adhikare prayaha ashiti pratishatam adhitam. We already studied more than 80% under the samasa adhikara. But the major part will be these. Okay. And one tip in understanding, learning and understanding these, it is very helpful if you have this ashtadhyayi as a reference, the order of the ashtadhyayi. You can use, I'll share the file with you. You can use this in different ways if you have this. I think it will be very useful because you can trace what you have done. One thing, you can use colors to trace what you have already done and what is to be done. You can also improve upon this file, anybody. You can add, say for each samasa, each sutra, you can add a sutra artha and udaharana in the same file so that it will be easy reference. If you want to browse through at the time of exam, you just take this and in the order, you can see sutra, sutra artha, udaharana. Okay. And you can also use different colors to see which prakarana they fit in the Kaumudi. For example, in the Kaumudi, the Avyayibhava prakarana, if you take, he gives the Avyayibhava sutras, then the Samasantas in Avyayibhava, he gives some other general sutras. So like that, you can use it to separate the different prakaranas as per the Kaumudi. But whenever you're studying, please have the Ashtadhyayi in mind. The structure of the Ashtadhyayi is very helpful in remembering. Especially in case of Uttarapada Adhikara and the Samasanta Adhikara. Because if you just pick a random sutra, say for example, Rupur Abduh Patha Manakshe, or rather, maybe something else, Akshno Darshanat. So Akshnaha Darshanat, Kim, which Pratyaya, you will not know. It is impossible to know because he is just coming from Anuvratti. If you see here, Ach Pratyanma Puvat, it is an Ach Pratyaya which is coming. It's very easy if you have the Ashtadhyayi. And otherwise, it is impossible to say, if you take it, say, in the Kaumudi and you put it somewhere else. That is one of the most pronounced disadvantages of the Kaumudi Krama. You lose track of the Anuvritti and because of it, you cannot place the sutra or you cannot derive the sutra-artha at all. On the other hand, if you come to the Ashtadhyayi order, if you just read the sutras, even without going to the sutra-artha, you can see what is what the sutra says. For example, Bahuvrihau Sankhyaye Dutch. So, Bahuvrihau Sankhyaye, if you understand, if you once listen to a lesson and understand what is Sankhyaya, there is a Dutch. Rukpur Abdohu Patham A. So, there is an A Pratyaya. Then there is Ach. So, it follows in so many sutras. This has become, it's not operating. I don't know why. Okay, my Excel sheet has become unresponsive. But Samasa, this is very helpful. Similarly, if you have, if you look at the Uttarapada Adhikara, say there is Atvam, so one sutra is somewhere and the other sutra is elsewhere in the Siddhanta Kaumudi. If you come into the Ashtadhyayi, you will easily place and you can understand what exactly is happening in that particular sutra. So please, for your own advantage, it would be to use the Ashtadhyayi. Initially, it might seem a bit daunting to see the entire thing together. but it is very, very helpful to know where a sutra is placed in the Ashtadhyayi. I'm not saying you have to, I mean, by hearting it is good. Even without by hearting, if you can look up the Ashtadhyayi and know where to see that sutra, it will be very, very helpful in all your studies. So, any questions at this point? So, if you're fine with this, we can go and start the syllabus of this year. So, Tatpurusha Samasa Prakarane Uttarabhage Upapada Samasa Darabhyate. Upapadam Namakim Iti Jnatum Patropapadam Saptamistham Iti Sutram Tratiya Adhyaye Prathamapade Dhinavati Ramam Sutram తత్ర ఉపపదం సప్తమిస్థం ఉపపదం నామ కిం ఇతి చేత పదత్రయం అస్తి తత్ర ఉపపదం సప్తమిస్థం ఇతి సంజ్ఞా సూత్రం అధికారశ్చ దిస్ ఇస్ బోత్ అ సంజ్ఞా అండ్ అన్ అధికార సంజ్ఞా ఇట్ డిఫైన్స్ ఉపపద సంజ్ఞా అండ్ ఇట్ ఇస్ డిఫైన్డ్ అస్ అన్ అధికార తత్ర నామ ధాత్వధికారే ఓకే సో దేర్ ఇస్ ధాతౌ ధాతోహో ఇతి Praktanam Sutram, the one immediately before is Dhatoho. So this there begins the Kridanta Prakarana. Okay, it starts with Dhatu. That is the Pratyayas which are added to Dhatu. Other than Tingantas are called Krit. Okay. So Dhatoho Pratyayaha Vidhiyante Tatra Tasmin Dhatpadhikare Saptami Stham Upapadam Saptamyantam Yatpadam Bhavati Tat Upapadam Bhavati Sutartha Kathamasti Saptamyante Pade కర్మణి ఇత్యాదౌ వాచ్యత్వేన స్థితం కుంభాది తద్వాచకం పదం ఉపపదం స్యాత్ తస్మింశ్చ సత్యేవ వక్ష్యమాణః ప్రత్యయః స్యాత్ కః అర్థః ఇఫ్ యు లుక్ ఎట్ దిస్ అధికార ఆఫ్టర్ దిస్ దేర్ ఆర్ మెనీ సూత్రాస్ వేర్ యు హియర్ సమ్ వర్డ్ ఇన్ సప్తమీ విభక్తి కర్మణ్యణ ఇత్యుచ్యతే 3-2-1 కర్మణి అణ సుపి స్థః స్తంభకరణయోహ రమిజపోహ అత్ర కర్మణి ఇతి సుపి ఇతి స్తంభకరణయోహ ఇతి సప్తమ్యంతాని పదాని ఆల్ దీస్ వర్డ్స్ ఆర్ ఇన్ సప్తమి ఇఫ్ యు లుక్ ఎట్ అన్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ కర్మణి అణ్ ఇత్యుచ్యతే కర్మణి అణ్ ప్రత్యయః కుంభం కరోతి ఇతి స్థితే సో బై దట్ కర్మ కుంభ ఇస్ ద కర్మ సో హీ హూ మేక్స్ అ పాట్ తత్ర కర్మ కుంభః కుంభ కర్మ కుంభ ఇస్ ద కర్మ సో దట్ ఇస్ వై హి సేస్ సప్తమ్యంతే పదే సూత్రే సప్తమ్యంతం కర్మ కర్మణి ఇది సప్తమ్యంతం సో కర్మ నామ విగ్రహే కిముచ్యతే కుంభ సో ద కర్మ వెన్ యూఆర్ టేకింగ్ ద యాక్చువల్ కేస్ ఆఫ్ ఎ సమాస ఇస్ ద వర్డ్ కుంభ సో ఇత్యాదౌ వాచ్యత్వేన స్థితం కుంభాది తద్వాచకం పదం ఉపపదం స్యాత్ సో నౌ దిస్ కుంభ ఇస్ కాల్డ్ ఉపపద కర్మణి సో సప్తమ్యంతే సప్తమ్యంతం పదం యద్భవతి తద్వాచ్యం So in Karmani, what is it that we take by Karmani is Kumbha. Kumbham karoti iti Kumbhaha karma. Ataha Kumbhaha upapadam. Atra supisthaha ityukte supi nama subante. Ataha subantam upapadam. It happens when there is any subanta. So grihe sthaha iti grihasthaha iti padam bhavati. Grihe iti upapadam. Stamba karanayoho ramijapoho. So here it gives a specific word. Here it can be any karma. In Supistaha, it can be any Subanta, whereas here it has to be either Stamba or Karana. Okay, so Stamba iti upapadam, Karana iti upapadam. Saptamyantena padena, Sutre saptamyantena padena yad grihyate, tad upapadam. Okay, so that is the first thing. Tasmimshcha satyeva vakshyamanaha pratyahasya. And these pratyayas, an, so an pratyaya is added to a dhatu only when there is karma as upapada. కర్మణి ఉపపదే ధాతోహ అణ్భవతి సో ఇఫ్ దర్ ఇస్ అ కర్మవాచక పద యాజ్ అన్ ఉపపద వి యాడ్ ద ప్రత్యయ టు ద ధాతు విచ్ మీన్స్ దర్ ఇస్ కుంభం కరోతి ఇత్యస్తి కృ ధాతు కృ ఇతి శబ్దాత్ అణ్ ఇతి ప్రత్యయ క్రియతే So there is kumbha, keep it separately. There is one word. Upapada means a word which exists close to it. Padasya samipam upapadam. So kr dhatoho samipe idam padam asti. So there is kumbham karoti. Kumbham iti upapadam. Kumbha iti upapadam. Tatra kr iti dhatuho. Upapade sati kr dhatoho an iti pratyaha kriyate. Kr a tatra vruddhau sati kara iti bhavati. Idani tena saha upapada samasaha bhavati. Now that upapada will combine with that kridanta and that is called upapada samasa. You understand? Initially the upapada stands separately. Okay? Because of the presence of that upapada, there is a pratyaya which is added to a dhatu to get a kridanta. Okay? Kri dhatoho an pratyaya kriyate kara iti kridantam. Idani tasya upapadasya tena kridantena samasaha kumbhakaraha iti samastam padam. Okay? Similarly, supisthaha ityasti, grihe ityasti, griha iti subante, grihe iti subante upapadestati, stha iti dhatoho, ka pratyaha vidhiyate. So initially you have stha and ka. You don't do anything to the upapada there. You just keep the upapada separately. Stha dhatoho ka iti pratyaha kriyate. Because of the pratyaya, the akara gets deleted. It becomes stha. Idanim grihe ityasti stha ityasti. Stha iti kridantena saha. Grihe iti upapadasya samase. Grihastha iti rupam. So that is an upapada samasa. Stambakaranayohu ramijapohu. Stambe ramaha. Karane japaha ityasti. Stambe ityasmin upapade. Ramadhatohu ach pratyaha kriyate. Rama iti bhavati. Stambe rama. Stamba iti subantasya rama iti kridantena saha samasaha, upapada samasaha, stambe ramaha. And there is also an aluk there. Okay. And then karane japaha ityadini rupani bhavanti. Okay. So first step in understanding upapada samasa is to understand what is an upapada. So upapada is a word which is given in saptami vibhakti in the sutras, in this dhatvadhikara, in the kridantadhikara, which is from 3191. Till the end of Tritiyadhyaya. Okay, so if you see something in Tritiyadhyaya and there is Saptami Vibhakti, it is likely to be the Upapada. Saptamyantena yad grihyate tadeva Upapadam. Saptamyante pade karmani ityadav vachyatvena sthitam kumbhadi tadvachakam padam Upapadam syat tasmimshcha satyeva vakshyamanaha pratyaha syat. So these pratyayas are added. This an, there is ka, there is ach, all these are added only in presence of a particular upapada. So when you add that pratyaya, there is a kridanta you are getting. Now, this upapadam, ating, atingantena samasyate. Okay, so why this ating, we'll see later. Upapadam ating iti padadvayam asti. Subhamantrite parangavatsvare ityataha sup iti anuvartate. Nityam krida jivika yoho ityanena nityam iti anuvartate. That is why this is a nitya samasa. It is a compulsory samasa. You cannot keep them separately. If it is an upapada, it will always combine with the kridanta to form upapada samasa. Upapadam subantam. So upapada is always a subanta. Samarthena nityam samasyate. It will combine compulsorily with that with which it has samarthya. Okay. Atingantascha ayam samasaha. So this samasa is not with a tinganta. It will not happen with a tinganta. So kumbham karoti iti kumbhakaraha. So since this is a nitya samasa, nityam iti uchyate, anuvritti asti, ataha we cannot have a swapada vigraha. Kumbham karoti iti aswapada vigraha. Kumbhakaraha iti samastam padam. Iha kumbha ngas kara iti alaukikam vigrahavakyam. So kumbham karoti iti laukika vigraha vakyam and it is an aswapada vigraha. For shastriya vigraha, it is kumbha ngas kara. There is a shashti vibhakti pratyaya. Even though we say kumbham karoti dvitiya, dvitiya will happen only in association with the tinganta. If you remember the karaka prakarana, you have studied karaka prakarana in the first year. Shashti kartrakarmanoho kriti. If there is a karma vachaka, kridant. Shashti vibhakti bhavati. That is why, since kara is a kridanta, we add the an pratyaya to kridhatu, this is a kridanta, therefore there is shashti vibhakti. So in the alaukika vigraha vakya, we always have ngas and not am. Please do not make the mistake, even though kumbham karoti ityatra karma vachakat kumbha shabdat dvitiya vibhakti shruyate, अलौकिक विग्रहवाक्ये प्रक्रियादशायां ङस् षष्ठी विभक्ति प्रत्ययः एव भवति कुम्भ ङस् कार इत्येव अलौकिकं विग्रहवाक्यम् कथं समासप्रक्रिया कुम्भं करोति इत्यस्ति लौकिकः विग्रहः अलौकिकविग्रहः तत्र कुम्भ ङस् षष्ठी कृ अ कृ इति धातोः अण् प्रत्ययः क्रियते कर्मण्यण् ओके दिस् इस् नाट् अ समास दिस् इस् वाट् इस् हेपनिङ्ग् बिफोर् दिस् समास ओके कृ धातोः अण् प्रत्ययः क्रियते अचोयिणिति इत्यनेन ऋकारस्य वृद्धौ आर् कुम्भ ङस् कार इत्यस्ति सो नौ दिस् इस् द अलौकिक विग्रहवाक्य कुम्भ ङस् कार ओके बिकास् this cannot the upapada samasa does not happen with a dhatu it happens with the krudanta once there is krudanta you have kumbha ngas kara idanim upapada matin ittenena samasa kriyate kumbha ngas kara upapada matin ittenena samase krute kruttadhira samasaashtra ittenena pratipadika samya प्रातिपदिकत्वात् सुपोधातु प्रातिपदिकयोः इत्यनेन ङस् प्रत्ययस्य लोपः कुम्भकार इति पदम् ततः सुप्रत्यये कृते कुम्भकारः ओके एनि क्वेश्चन्स् कर्तृकर्मणोः कृति स्टडीड् इट् जस्ट् नौ इन् द कारकप्रकरण कर्तृकर्मणोः वेन् फालोड् बै कृदन्त कर्तृवाचक और कर्मवाचक दट् इस् अ कर्तृकारक और कर्मकारक विल् गेट् षष्ठी विभक्ति सामान्यतः कर्तुः तृतीया कर्मणः द्वितीया किन्तु यदि कृदन्तम् कृष्णस्य कृतिः कृति इति कृदन्तम् तेन सह कृष्णः कर्ता किन्तु कर्तुः षष्ठी विभक्तिः जगतः कर्ता जगत् करोति कृष्णः सो जगत् कर्म कर्मवाचकस्य षष्ठी विभक्तिः इफ् इट् इस् अ कृदन्त जनरली कर्तृ अण्ड् कर्म विल् गेट् षष्ठी सो देर् आर् निषेधास् विच् आर् आल् डिफरेण्ट् ओके सो या द समास फार्म् इस् स्तम्भे रमः स्तम्भे इति सुबन्तं बट् ऐ एम् जस्ट् शोयिङ्ग् द प्रातिपदिक देर् ओके स्तम्भ इति प्रातिपदिकं दट् इस् उपपद बट् स्तम्भे रमः सप्तम्याः लुक् दट् इस् अ लुक् आफ् सप्तमी कर्णे जपः इत्यत्रापि तथैव कर्णे इति सप्तम्यन्तमेव तत्र उपपदं तत्र अलुक् स्तम्भे रमः कर्णे जपः इत्यादीनि रूपाणि ओके वास् जस्ट् शोयिङ्ग् द प्रातिपदिक देर् सो नाट् any questions with this in all upapada samasas this is how we do it gangadharah sorry gangadhara is not gangayaha dharah that is a different one a wrong one a sutra dharah sutra sutram dharati okay so you have sutram as the upapada you the dhr dhatoho an pratyah kriyate you get dhara sutra ngas dhara then it becomes sutra dharah so any such upapada samasa the prakriya will be the same अतिङ् किम् उपपदम् अतिङ् इति किमर्थमुच्यते इति प्रश्नः मा भवान् भूत् इत्यस्ति भवान् मा भूत् इत्येव मा भूत् इति माङ् लुङ् इति सप्तमी निर्देशात् माङ् इति उपपदम् सो माङ् इति अव्ययस्य प्रयोगे लुङ् लकारः भवति इति सूत्रम् माङि लुङ् माङि इति सप्तमी विभक्तौ अस्ति अतः उपपदं माङि उपपदे वेन् मा माङ् इत्यत्र ङकारस्य इच्छाम्य वेन् मा इस् द उपपद देर् इस् लुङ् लकार सो देर् इस् मा भूत् अभूत् इति लुङ् लकारः तत्र नमाङ्योगे इत्यनेन अडागमनिषेधः सो यु हाव् मा भूत् नो मा इस् द उपपद अण्ड् भूत् इस् अ तिङन्त सो उपपदं समस्यते इत्युक्ते अनेनापि समासः भवेत् अत एव अतिङ् इति उच्यते अतिङन्तेन एव समासः अतः अत्र मा भूत् इत्यनयोः समासः नास्ति प्लीज़ एक्स्क्यूज़ मी फॉर अ मोमेंट आई विल बी बैक इन अ मिनट Can you hear me now? Hey. I went out a bit. Okay. अतिं किं मा भवान् भूत् अत्र मा इति उपपदस्य अभूत् इति तिङन्तेन सह समासः न भवति तद्दर्शयितुमेव भवान् इति मध्ये उपयुक्तम् यस् मा भूत् आर् टु सेपरेट् वर्ड्स् आल्वेस् सो दट् इस् वै टु शो दट् इट् इस् नाट् अ समास हि हेस् पुट् भवान् इन् बिट्वीन् यु केन् से भवान् मा भूत् इवन् वेन् यु से दट् दे आर् टु सेपरेट् वर्ड्स् एण्ड् इट् इस् नाट् अ समास ओके अत एव अतिङन्तेन समासः अतिङन्तेन न भवति उपपदस्य समासः कृदन्तेनैव भवति इति शेषः अतिङ् ग्रहणं ज्ञापयति सुपा इत्येतत् न इह अनुवर्तते इति दिस् इस् अनदर् इम्पार्टेण्ट् पायिण्ट् टु बि नोटेड् हियर् एस् ऐ सेड् गतवर्गे सुबन्तयोरेव समासः इति उक्तं सामान्यनियमः समासस्य सामान्यनियमेषु सुप् सुपा समासः सुबन्तं सुबन्तेन समस्यते सो दिस् इस् वन् आफ् द फ्यू एक्सेप्शन्स् टु इट् हियर् द उत्तरपद इस् नाट् अ सुबन्त दट् इस् वै हि सेज् उपपदम् अतिङ् अतिङ्ग्रहणं ज्ञापयति बिकास् हि सेज् अतिङ् इट् शोस् दट् सुपा इत्येतत् न इह अनुवर्तते सः सुपा इत्यतः सुपा इत्यस्य अनुवृत्तिः अस्ति अस्मिन् सूत्रे अनुवृत्तिः नास्ति Otherwise, he need not say a thing. Because subantena samasaha iti yadi, if supa is being carried over, then why should he say a thing? Because the samasa is already with subanta, which is obviously not a thing anta. A thing iti vaktavyam nasti. Paninihi a thing iti vadati ityanena ima jnayate, supa iti nanu vartate. A thing antena samasaha. So this samasa, as you can see, happens before we add a supratyaya to the uttarapada. If you look at all other cases of samasa, उत्तरपदादपि सुप्रत्ययः भवति रैट् सीतायाः पतिः सीताङ्गस् पति सु उत्तरपदात् प्रत्ययः श्रूयते बट् हियर् कार इत्येव अस्ति कार इति उत्तरपदात् सुप्रत्ययः न कृतः न क्रियते सुबुत्पत्तेः प्रागेव समासः इत्येव सिद्धान्तः सो वै इस् आल्सो ए की पायिण्ट् विच् विल् सी रैट् नौ सो पूर्वसूत्रेऽपि गतिग्रहणं पृथक् कृत्य अतिङ्ग्रहणं तत्र अपकृष्यते सो दिस् इस् उपपद समास इट्स् वेरी क्लियर् पाणिनि हिम्सेल्फ् सेज् उपपदम् अतिङ् अतिङन्तेन समासः अतः सुबन्तेन समासः न उपपद समासे पूर्वसूत्रेऽपि पूर्वसूत्रमस्ति कु गतिप्रादयः ओके कु गतिप्रादयः गतिग्रहणं पृथक् कृत्य इन् रिलेशन् टु द गति अतिङ्ग्रहणं तत्र अपकृष्यते वि टेक् द अतिङ् देर् ओके अपकर्ष इस् द आपोजिट् आफ् अनुवृत्ति अनुवृत्ति इस् वेर् अ वर्ड् कम्स् टु latter sutras from a previous sutra. Whereas in very few cases, Bhashyakara himself accepts apakarsha, that is a word is taken from the next sutra to the previous sutra. It is coming backward. Anuvritti is always forward. Apakarsha is a rare case of taking a word from a latter sutra to an earlier sutra. Here, Gugati Pradayaha comes first and then Upapadam Ating. But we take this Ating to apply to Gati also. पूर्वसूत्रेऽपि गतिग्रहणं पृथक् कृत्य अतिङ्ग्रहणं तत्र अपकृष्यते सुपा इति च निवृत्तम् सो वी डोण्ट् हाव् सुपा इट् सेज् अतिङ् अतिङन्तेन समासः इति उच्यते सुबन्तेन समासः इति नोच्यते सो प्लीज़् नोट् द डिफरेन्स् देर् इस् अ डिफरेन्स् बिट्वीन् सेयिङ्ग् सुबन्तेन समासः अण्ड् अतिङन्तेन समासः इट् इस् अ समास नाट् वित् अतिङन्त डस् नाट् मीन् इट् इस् अ समास वित् अ सुबन्त तथा च गतिकारकोपपदानां कृद्भिस्सह समासग्रहणं प्राक् सुबुत्पत्तेः इति सिद्धम् यूसिङ्ग् दिस् अस् प्रमाण पाणिनीस् अतिङ् अस् प्रमाण वि हाव् दिस् परिभाषा गतिकारकोपपदानां कृद्भिस्सह समासग्रहणं प्राक् सुबुत्पत्तेः इति परिभाषा किमुच्यते गतिकारक उपपदानां इट्स् ए वर्ड् विच् हास् गतिसंज्ञा This is a karaka or which has a samya. Krudvihi saha samasa grahanam. When these are being combined with krudantas in a samasa, subutpattehe prak. The samasa happens before subutpatti on the uttarapada. So krudanta, the uttarapada is a krudanta. Krudvihi saha samasa grahanam. The purvapada is gati, karaka or the upapada. So that will always be a subanta. Tattu subantameva. Krudvihi saha samasa grahanam. Krudantena saha samasa kriyate. Now, krudanta is also a pratipadika. Krittarjita samasasya tyanena pratipadikam asti, ataha subutpattihi bhavitum arahati. Okay, it can have a sup. But before adding that sup, we do a samasa. Gatikaraka upapadanam krudhissa samasagrahanam prak subutpattehe. इति सिद्धं किं प्रयोजनं वै वै डोंट वी मेक अ डू अ समास विद अ सुबंत यू कैन ऐड द सुब ऑन टू दैट कृदंत एंड देन एनीवे दैट सुब विल बी डिलीटेड व्हाट इज द डिफरेंस बिटवीन डूइंग इट बिफोर सुबोत्पत्ति एंड आफ्टर सुबोत्पत्ति ही गिव्स थ्री एग्जांपल्स व्याघ्री अश्वक्रीति एंड कच्छपी. So these examples we'll see in the next class. It is only if we see the example that we'll understand the importance of this paribhasha. Okay? Pratikarakopapadanam kritvissah samasagrahanam praksubutpattehe is the paribhasha. So paribhasha is not written by Panini. Okay? It is paribhasha is a rule which is operative, but it derives its pramana. I mean, you cannot simply have a random rule. The pramana for this paribhasha is ating. Panini himself says upapadam ating. He directly says it for Upapada. By Apakarsha, we take it for Gati. And by Ekadeshanumati, we take it for Karaka. So there is a Nyaya which says Ekadeshanumatya Sarvanumati. So Panini does not indicate everything. He indicates a part of it. We can infer the rest. So by inferring, this is what has been accepted by the Bhashyakara. Gati, Karaka and Upapada. The Samasa will be before Subutpatti on the Uttarapada. Okay, any questions now? We'll see these examples in the next class. So it is only then that you will understand what exactly this means. If you have any questions now, you can ask. Yes, did you not get the mail, Priya? I had sent a mail to, I hope everybody. Everybody who has registered for the webinar, I sent a mail. Yes, the recordings are available on the Vyoma website, but only the audio and the PDF, both of which you can download. The audio video together, you cannot, download from there. The current Vyoma website does not, we don't have enough bandwidth to upload these huge files, because the video files are very huge. But we are doing a revamp of the website in a few days, so after that maybe we can put it up on our own website so that you can download the audio video combined version. For now you can download them separately. That is the audio separately which can be downloaded and the PDF, the notes separately which you can download from the website. Yes, maybe I should do it. I forget it because here the questions and others can not see what is the question. Yeah, I will do it. I thought I should repeat the question and then. Yes, I will share the Excel sheet also on the Vyoma website. Okay, there will be something called shared files where you will get this Excel sheet. It will be in a HTML format. So if during the course of study, if anybody has the enthusiasm, you can improve it and share it with others so that it will be useful for everybody. Okay. Any other questions? I will see if there is something like that, if questions can see, but questions are mostly directed, but there is a chat. Do all of you have a chat window? I think there is some thing there. There's some setting which allows everybody to see the chat. So if you, if you give it as a public chat, that is a chat which is sent to everybody, I think everybody can see it. I'll see if, do you all have a chat window other than the questions one? Or is it only the questions panel that you can see? No. Okay, I'll see if that is possible. I'll see if there is a setting which allows it to see. So, no, only the So can you see the chat message from Chandrasekharji now? He sent something to all. So now can you type in that? can you, I mean, does it have a typing option? Let's see. I'll see what can be done for that. Because so that everybody can see the questions and answers maybe. Okay. Just a second. Give me a... just let's make a try now. So I'm making a few of you as panelists to see if you can get the chat. I think panelists have a chat window. Yeah, I think I can make you the panelists, so I'll make everybody a panelist so everybody can have a chat window. Do the others have? Just check. So I think, but it has a maximum amount on panelists, so you can all not also do that. Okay, let's see if there is any other way to do it. Okay. Okay, so we'll stop now. We'll see in the next class. Yenakshara samam nayamadhigamya maheshwara artusam vyakaranam proktam tasmai panina ye namaha. Munitrayam namaskritya tadukti shparibhavya chaya vayyakarana siddhanta komudiyam virachyate.